content of this program is intended for people who are blind and print impaired. Hello, this is Janice Peary for the North Carolina Reading Service. Welcome to Read to Succeed, a program especially for young children. Now, today is June. And what special day do we have in June? Can anybody remember? What is our very special day that takes place in June? That's right. It's Father's Day. Father's Day is always the third Sunday of June. And for those of us who remember our dads or who still have dads, or maybe who never knew their dads and someone else filled in as their dad, this is a very special day. You bake cards, you give presents, you make a special meal for him. And this is the story of how the Berenstain Bears gave their father Father's Day presents. So here we go. This is We Love Our Dad by the Berenstain Bears by Jan and Stan Berenstain with Mike Berenstain. Here we go. We love our dad. Sister, brother, and Honey Bear, the baby, loved their papa. They loved him very much. After all, he was always there for them. He baited their hooks when they went fishing. He threw them fly balls when they played catch. He was their sled puller on their way to the top of Dead Bear Hill. Ooh, that sounds scary, doesn't it? He carried them on his shoulders when they got tired and rushed them to the doctor when they got hurt. There they're all running down the road after brother has had a bad accident on his bike. He told them funny jokes and corny stories. He read to them at bedtime, tucked them in, and kissed them good night. Yes, the cubs certainly loved their Papa Bear, but sometimes they took him a bit for granted. After all, he was always there. They never even noticed some of the things he did, like working. Papa worked very hard. He worked in his shop all day long, making furniture. He worked fixing things up around the house. He worked doing chores like mowing the lawn or shoveling snow or taking out the trash. It's true that Papa enjoyed working, but he enjoyed getting credit for it sometimes, too. One warm spring day, not too long after Mother's Day, the cubs were talking about what they would do for Father's Day this year. Mama was listening to them nearby as she sat there ironing clothes. "Let's make Papa a big family album with pictures of us doing stuff with him," said Sister. "Well, we just gave Mama an album like that for Mother's Day," said Brother. And they did, didn't they? Do you remember? "Oh, yes," yeah, said Sister. Honey Bear was out looking out the window, watching Papa mowing the lawn. "Papa working," she said. "What's that, honey?" asked Mama. "Papa working," said Honey, pointing. Said Mama. Honey just had a very good idea. She did," said Brother and Sister. "Yes," said Mama. "Your papa works very hard. It would be a nice gift if you cubs did his job for him on Father's Day and let him relax." Now that they thought about it, it was true. Papa did work all the time. He could use a rest. "Way to go, Honey Bear," said Brother and Sister, giving her high fives. And even though she was the baby, she knew how to do high fives already. The cubs decided to make gift certificates that Papa could cash in for the jobs they would do. All that day they followed him around, spying on him. They checked off the jobs he did on a clipboard. "Carrying wood," says just Sister. "Carrying wood, check," said Brother. "Check," said Honey. "Painting the garage," said Sister. "Painting the garage, check," said Brother. "Check," said Honey. "Replacing loose tree bark on the treehouse." Remember, the bears lived in a treehouse? Said Sister. "Replacing loose tree bark, check," said Brother. "Check," said Honey. The cubs followed Papa the next day, too. They didn't put furniture making on their list because they did not know how to make furniture. But they did check off things like trimming the rose bushes, putting up fence rails, and cleaning out the basement. So, that evening they made gift certificates for each job. So there's one here for clean the workshop, one for wash the car, one for plant grass, one for take out the trash, mow the lawn, another one, and for the final one, a gift certificate to clean out the attic for Papa. He had cleaned out basement, but their attic still needed to get rid of a lot of stuff. That evening, the Cubs could not wait for Father's Day to arrive so that they could surprise him with their special gift. On Father's Day, the Cubs woke up bright and early. They waited until nearly 6 a.m. before running into Mama and Papa's room and jumping on the bed. "Happy Father's Day, Papa," they yelled. "Huh? What?" "What?" said Papa sleepily. "Is it Father's Day?" "Of course it is," said the Cubs. "Open your present." And they gave him a big envelope. Papa thought it was a card. "Why, thank you," he said. But when he opened his envelope, the gift certificates spilled out. "What's this?" he asked. "They're gift certificates you cash in for us to do your jobs for you," explained Brother. "You can just relax all day." "What a thoughtful gift," said Papa. "It was Honey's idea," said Sister. "Thank you, Honey," said Papa, giving all his thoughtful hugs a big hug. "I'd like to spend the day just watching baseball," said Papa. "It's Father's Day, Mama," said Mama. "You do whatever you like." "Wow," said Papa, settling down in his easy chair in front of the TV. "I could get used to this." Papa cashed his gift certificates, and the Cubs set to work. Their first job was washing the car. They got out buckets and soap and cloths and the garden hose. They scrubbed and washed and rinsed, but the car still seemed a little dirty. "Papa," they called, "we're having trouble. Can you help us?" "Of course," he said, looking things over. "You just need a little more elbow grease, and I'll show you." So Papa and the Cubs scrubbed and washed and rinsed together. When they were done, the car was bright and clean and shiny. "You go and relax now, Papa," said the Cubs. "We'll do the rest." Their next job was cleaning up the wood chips in Papa's shop. The Cubs got out dustpans, brooms, and a shop vacuum and set to work. They swept and cleaned and vacuumed, but the shop still looked a little dirty. "Papa," they yelled, "we're having trouble. Can you help us?" "Of course," he said, looking things over. "You just need to give it some more oomph, and I'll show you." So Papa and the Cubs swept and cleaned and vacuumed together. When they were done, the shop was spick and span. "Now you can go and relax," said the Cubs. "We'll do the rest, Papa. I skipped a page, sorry. You go and relax now," said Papa, the Cubs said. "Said the Cubs, we'll do the rest." Their next job was spreading grass seed on the bare spots on the lawn. The Cubs got out rakes and bags of seed. Brother raked the hard-packed earth while Sister and Honey spread the seed. But they soon got very tired, and there was still lots of bare spots left. And there's Honey Bear running around tossing the grass seed into the air, not being careful about making sure it landed in the bare spots. And there's Brother and Sister slowly putting grass seed out. They look like they're getting tired already, and they've only done a few spots. "Papa," they called, "we're having trouble. Can you help us?" "Of course," he said, looking things over. "You just need more muscle power, and I'll show you." So Papa and the Cubs raked and spread the seed. When they were done, every bare spot on the lawn was covered with new seed. You go now and relax, Papa, said the cubs. We'll do all the rest. But Papa shook his head. Actually, he said, I'm just getting bored watching TV all by myself. It's just more fun doing things with you. What should we do next? Well, how about a game of baseball, said Brother. Perfect, said Papa. So the whole family played ball. Brother, Sister, and Honey took turns pitching, batting, and fielding. Papa was catcher, and Mama was the ump. A wonderful Father's Day was had by all. So, even though Papa didn't get to relax too much, he still had a good day, didn't he? At bedtime, the cubs took turns jumping off their beds onto a big cushion. It isn't fair, said Brother as Papa helped him into his pajamas. There's a Mother's Day and a Father's Day. Why isn't there a Cubs Day? Papa smiled at Mama Bear. I haven't the faintest idea, he said. Do you think that means that every day is Kids Day? Papa and Mama tucked the cubs in and turned out the light. Did you have a good Father's Day, Papa? Asked Sister. Yes, sweetie, said Papa, kissing her, Brother, and Honey goodnight. The very best Father's Day ever. And that's the end of the Father's Day story of the Berenstain Bear family. Our next book is a book called The Donkey Egg by Janet Stevens and Susan Stevens Crummell. So here we go. This book is about a fox and a hare, which is really a rabbit, and a big old grumpy bear, and a very large, mysterious, green-looking thing, huge, round. Up on the hill lived a grumpy old bear. His farm was a wreck, and it needed repair. But Bear didn't care. He just slept in his chair and growled at his neighbor's fox and hare. Wake up, Bear, cried Fox. I know you want to turn this place back into a mighty fine farm and grow some mighty fine crops and have a mighty fine life. But you need help, and I've got just the thing. Grrr, growled Bear, still half asleep. What thing? Ta-da! A donkey! That's not a donkey, cried Bear. Not yet, but it will be. It's a donkey egg, cried Fox. A genuine certified donkey egg. Still green, has to ripen and hatch. That's where you come in. Keep it safe and warm and happy, like a little mama bird sitting on her eggs in her nest. It will take time. Minutes, hours, days, weeks, months. So be patient. And then voila, a donkey. As you know, Bear, lots of animals come from eggs. Chickens, dinosaurs, platypuses, alligators, and now donkeys come from a big green egg. That is the truth. I can see it now. Your fields are plowed. Your house is painted. You and your donkey sitting on the porch watching the sunset. And what a deal, what a deal. And it's a steal to Dale only. 1995. No way, said Bear. Fox sighed. Okay, I'll settle for that $20 bill there. Sold. It's a done deal. And you guys know the fox tricked Bear. Again. 1995 is 5 cents less than $20. So Fox came out of it with a whole $20 bill, 5 cents more than the 1995. Fox scooped up the cash, disappeared in a flash, and all that was left was a bear in his chair and a gigantic green donkey egg. That fast-talking fox, muttered Bear. Now what am I supposed to do? And then he remembered, keep it warm. So, like a big mama bird, Bear carefully sat this way and that. He sat and sat. Tickety-tock, clickety-clock. Minutes passed. Oh, donkey. Neighbor Hare had just begun his daily run when he screeched to a halt. Bear, you're out of your chair. I'm sitting on my donkey egg, growled Bear. What? Donkeys don't come from eggs. Well, yes, they do, cried Bear, like dinosaurs, chickens, alligators, platypuses, and even tortoises. I'm keeping it warm, so it will hatch. Been sitting for a whole hour, but no donkey yet. Well, you keep sitting there, and I'll keep running, said Hare. Got another race with that tortoise. Off went Hare, leaving Bear to sit. And sit and sit, mustn't quit. Tickety-tock, clickety-clock. Hours passed, but no donkey. Whoops, excuse me. What do I do now? And then Bear remembered. Keep it safe. So Bear cradled the egg and sang, Rock-a-bye, donkey, my little one. Ripen and hatch, there's work to be done. If there is danger, I will be there. You'll be my donkey, I'll be your bear. Again, Hare screeched to a halt. Bear, you're rocking and singing in your chair. I'm keeping my donkey eggs safe, replied Bear. Been rocking all day. No donkey. Well, you keep rocking and I'll keep running, said Hare. Gotta win that race. Off went Hare, leaving Bear to rock, zoom, and rock and rock. Rockety rock, tickety tock, clickety clock. Days passed. No donkey. Now what? And then Bear remembered. Keep it happy. He told the egg a tale of a girl with the three bears, and he told fables with tortoises, foxes, and hares. Bear acted out plays where he played every part, again and again, till he knew them by heart. Bear pointed his toes as he leaped through the air. He played peekaboo, hiding under his chair. For the third time, Hare screeched to a halt. Bear, you're under your chair. I'm playing with my donkey egg, said Bear, keeping it happy so it will hatch. Been playing all day, been playing all week. Still no donkey. But it will be, and Bear grinned. So you keep running, and I'll keep playing. And I'll keep going to hatch that egg, and you're going to beat that tortoise. Off went Hare, leaving Bear to play, excuse me, and play and play, night and day. Tickety-tock, tickety-tock, weeks passed. No donkey. And through wind and rain and snow, and Bear stayed. There's Bear under his umbrella, sitting on his egg, keeping it warm. And there's Bear in the snow with the snow falling, a nice warm woolen hat on the egg. He sang, he sat, he rocked, he played. He loved that egg with all his heart. Never was there quite a pair. Bear and egg, egg and bear. Only napping here and there, but Bear grew tired. Really tired. Really, really tired. He couldn't keep from falling. Falling. Fast asleep. There he went. Plop. Roll. Fell fast off his... In his sleep, he plopped off his egg. And the egg began to roll. Oh, oh. Oh, down the hill. Oh, no, shouted Bear. Help! Egg is on the loose. Hare's ears perked up. Egg on the loose. Hare to the rescue. And the chase was on. And they both ran down the hill after that, their big green egg. It was egg out front, bear close behind, and hare bringing up the rear. Around the turn, egg leading, hare speeding, bear stampeding across the road, egg tumbling, hare stumbling, and bear fumbling. Through the field, bear thrashing, hare dashing, egg crashing, there's bear falling down. And there's the egg crashed, crack, against a big tree, cracked open. And it wasn't a donkey egg. It was a nice, beautifully ripe, big, red watermelon. My donkey hatch, cried Bear. I got him by the ears. Ouch, those are my ears, hollered Hare. Can't you see? It's not a donkey egg. It's a watermelon. But it can't be. Fox said it was a genuine certified donkey egg. Fox, grasped Hare. You believe Fox? Bear hung his head. He tricked me. Fox tricked me. No donkey egg, no baby donkey, no nothing. There wasn't a sound as Bear looked around. And there on the grass, guess what he found? Seeds. Bear had an idea. I've got work to do. Well, you start working and I'll... Hare paused. Who cares about a silly old race? So I guess the tortoise is still on the race. And there in the background, you can see tortoise walking, slowly plodding down the hill. Hare's given up on the race, so tortoise is going to win the race once again, if you remember that story about the race with the hare and the tortoise. For weeks, then days, Bear and Hare tilled the land. They weeded and planted and watered by hand. For weeks, then months, the plants grew and grew. May, June, July, they were growing into... What do you think those seeds were growing into? Watermelons. Watermelons, watermelons, everywhere. To market went Bear and Hare to sell those melons. And what do you think they bought? Ta-da! They bought a little donkey. And there, suddenly, Fox sees a little donkey with Bear. And Bear, Fox starts to think, huh? Was that really a donkey egg? I am going to have to get me one. Off ran Bear with donkey and hare to fix up his farm that needed repair. And all that was left was... And there we see the fox sitting on this big, juicy watermelon with the blanket around his neck. And so Fox is going to get himself a donkey, too. You think? You think that's really going to happen? And there's Tortoise in the background still plodding on the race. And he is going to win it, too, this time. Anyways, that's a funny story, wasn't it? And that's the end of that. The donkey and the donkey egg. Now, here is a short story from our book called 365 Bedtime Stories and Rhymes. And it's called The Sick Day. Rabbit didn't feel well, so his mother wrapped him up in a fluffy blanket and called Dr. Hare. Well, maybe he's got a fever, said Dr. Hare. Cool him down with some carrot salad. Rabbit's mother made him some carrot salad, but Rabbit wasn't hungry. Well, maybe he's got a cold, said Dr. Hare. Warm him up with some carrot soup. Rabbit's mother cooked up a delicious soup. But Rabbit couldn't even eat a spoonful. What do you want, Rabbit? Asked Dr. Hare kindly. Rabbit pointed at his mother, who stroked his soft fur and kissed his pink nose. Kissed his pink nose. She gave him a big rabbity cuddle. I'm feeling better already, said Rabbit happily. His mother made him giggle with some funny stories. By bedtime, Rabbit felt well again. His father came home, and Rabbit told him all about the doctor. I didn't need soup or salad, he said. I just needed cuddles, and funny stories. And they're the best medicine of all, said his father wisely. And now another one, Oak Tree Hospital. One day, Mrs. Mouse arrived at Oak Tree Hospital in a fluster. "Please help," she cried. "My son Luca has a thimble stuck on his head." And there's a funny picture of this little guy with a thimble stuck on his head. The squirrel nurse tried to pull the thimble off, but Luca yelled, "Ouch!" and stopped. And so she did. The squirrel doctor smeared honey on Luca's head. It made him very sticky and got in his eyes and ears, but it did not make the thimble move one bit. Then the squirrel nurse had a thought. "Luca, can you wiggle your ears and wiggle your ears and wiggle your eyebrows?" she asked. Luca wiggled and waggled as hard as he could, and when the squirrel nurse and Mrs. Mouse and the squirrel doctor all pulled and tugged at the thimble, with a loud pop, the thimble flew out into the air and hit the squirrel doctor on the nose. Ouch! And from then on, just in case, Mrs. Mouse made Luca practice waggling and wiggling every single day and kept him away from thimbles. That's funny, isn't it? That's really cute. And now here's a poem from a book called A Light in the Attic by Shel Silverstein. The first poem is called The Pirate. Oh, the blithery, blathery pirate. His name, I believe, is Claude. His manner is sullen, irate, and his humor is vulgar and broad. He has often been known to imprison his friends in the hole dark and dank, or lash them up high on the mizzen, or force them to stroll down a plank. He will selfishly ask you to dig up some barrels of ill-gotten gold, and if you so much as hiccup, he'll leave you to fill up the hole. He may cast you adrift in a rowboat. He has no reaction to tears, or put you ashore without no boat on an island and leave you for years. He's a rotter, a wretch, and a sinner. He's as foul as a fellow can be. But if you invite him to dinner, oh, please, sit him next to me. And that is all the time we have time for anything today. We're all done now. And so I hope you've enjoyed listening to Read to Succeed today. Be sure to listen next time. I hope you've enjoyed it. I'm Janice Peary, reading for the North Carolina Reading Service. The content of this program is intended for people who are blind and print impaired. For more information about NCRS, visit our website at ncreadingservice.org. If you have any comments or questions, please call us at 919-832-5138. Thank you for listening to Read to Succeed on the North Carolina Reading Service.